You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. It's 2/24/22. Well, lots going on in the world. Got Russian invasions of Ukraine and who knows who else, and political, economic upheaval, especially to our neighbor to the north. A lot of things going on, but in the meantime, you still have to make a living. You still have to figure out how to unravel the code because everything has changed, especially since the pandemic. And, well, I have a neighbor who lives a short distance from my home, and he's been podcasting for years. He is the founder of the Conservative Business Journal. His name is John Dilemme. And you should listen to him because he's an expert in helping entrepreneurs, regardless what your political stripe may be, to succeed in these tough times. John, thanks for coming on. So, Conservative Business Journal, just give us an idea of what it is and why you started it.
Sure, Ken. I appreciate the opportunity to share some wisdom on your show today. And, you know, it's interesting. We chatted before we hit the world famous record button, and we're actually from the same county, Westchester County in New York. You live in the same county, Florida, Palm Beach County. And I, as you hear from my last name, Dilemme, my entire family came from Italy in 1913. I was born and raised in Yonkers, New York. My family was born and raised in Harlem, West Harlem, and then the Bronx. And then they moved to, as we say, the Hollywood and the Rodeo Drive of Westchester County, which was Yonkers for the immigrants from Italy, legal immigration, as we say. And I was the first one to get a college degree. They all work really hard. They're all entrepreneurs. You know, America was built on capitalism, the ability everyone came to America legally, work hard, earn income, provide for your family, and live the American dream. Well, I was the first one to get a college degree, and I studied business. I got a double major, and you know, from Mercy College right there in Dobbs Ferry, New York, I got a double major. I actually represented the honor students. You're going to love this, Carrie. I actually represented the honor students, and my picture was in Time Magazine advertising for Mercy College business honor program, and I was on all the bus stations in Westchester County, up and down Central Avenue, Tuckahoe Road, hysterical. So I've been studying business, and I graduated number two business student. I actually had the opportunity to get my MBA to LIU for business administration, business management. And I chose not to. I went back in business for my family. So I've been reading business, studying business. I've read thousands and thousands of books. I've written 21 books. I just published my most recent book recently about making capitalism great again. So I was reading the Wall Street Journal every day as long as I can remember. And then I've been reading and writing and publishing for many years, books and my website for years. And then about 6-7 years ago, I said, you know what? I have conservative values. So I want to take just traditional conservative, basically right now, the right thing to do in life, conserve and protect America. So I rolled out the Conservative Business Journal, and we bring some of the greatest publications, some of the greatest writings, and I do many teachings, obviously, in entrepreneurship, business and so forth. And that's the message and mission of Conservative Business Journal, is getting real news out for real people in America. Like you said, even with all this turmoil going on, one must earn income today for themselves and for their families. So we must do business. That's the key.
Yeah. And everything is harder than it used to be, isn't it?
Well, this fundamentals, you know, something that I always discuss and I tell people, and I always share that when I'm interviewed or I do my podcast shows, I tell everyone to take a pen that writes, take some notes. And one of my quotes is note takers or history makers, because today's decisions will change tomorrow's results. We have to realize that in the landscape, in just business in general, things are changing. But the core fundamentals is like your podcast is very successful because of one reason only. You bring value to your listener, which is your consumer, and then your consumer will patronize your sponsors, and your sponsors will then keep reinvesting with you because you're bringing value to them. Everything comes down to added value in business. I have a whole section. I've done boot camps over the years at the Ritz-Carlton conference centers and resorts all around the world. Before the Canada debacle, I was in every province in Canada teaching customer service principles and marketing principles. So fundamentally, today, for everyone listening, you have to ask yourself a question. What am I doing to add value to someone's life, either as an employee working really hard, adding value, so you're adding value to the company that pays you, and then as an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, or CEO running a company, what can I do to go beyond the call of duty to add a little bit of extra, I call extraordinary, add value, and earn income? Earning income, I have a whole section of my book, too, about selling versus marketing. Marketing is the right to receive income for great product added. Selling, now we're in South Florida, we dealt with Bernie Madoff. So salespeople, 99% of salespeople want to make money. Marketers want to earn income and earn money and create a relationship with your clients. And to me, that's conserving relationships. That's really what conservative means, is to conserve relationships. So back to you, Gary.
So you say be a marketer, not a salesperson.
Yeah, and what that is because when you're marketing, you're really highlighting, adding value. Same as, and I say this on all the shows I'm interviewed on, obviously you have sponsors, you have sponsors on your website, you have sponsors during your podcast. And I tell all the listeners, listen differently to the advertisers. They believe in Kerry's message. They believe in the show. They believe in his network. So listen and say to yourself, hey, how can I patronize and utilize the benefit of that sponsor's product or service, because I'm getting value by listening, so I can add value back by patronizing that business. And that's the core of America, is small business entrepreneurship, adding value. So marketing is where someone creates a product, understands the benefits, markets the benefits to where someone's life changes. Like I always say this in my book too, is in order to earn income in business, you have to create value that exceeds price. Because everybody that lowers prices always goes out of business. Just look at Sports Authority, Gander, you know, all these companies that disappeared because they all thought more inventory, lower prices, we make a lot of money. It was all wrong. Focused niche, specialized niche, add value, increase benefits, consistently communicate with your clients, add products to your niche that your clients already want. I do a whole thing about customer appreciation specials versus, you know, past customer appreciation specials, but that's another whole show in and of itself. But that's what marketing is about.
Yeah. So you've dealt with hundreds of entrepreneurs, maybe even thousands over your life. What do you think separates the successful ones from the ones who don't succeed or mediocre?
Phenomenal question. You talk about financial survival networks surviving. Most businesses are surviving because they're always trying to make more money for somebody new. The number one secret weapon, and I say the word if, because if is always a choice. People have a choice to listen and apply. If you choose to listen to what I'm going to say right now, your business will explode. Focus on past and current customers. People who have already raised their hand and said, hey, Kerry, I like that product. I patronize the product. Stop running to the next client. You know what really aggravates me? I'll be very, very direct. And I've done boot camps with some high-end entrepreneurs, you know, some companies. I do high-end consulting, and I sign non-disclosure agreements. And I'm consulting now for two companies. One is doing about $1.2 billion. One is doing about $800 million. And the one company, we took their business up almost $250 million in business. And the way we did it, we went back to past customers. Because one thing that aggravates me in Shark Tank is, well, what's your customer acquisition cost? What is your current marketing strategy for consistently communicating with clients who already purchased your product? They already believe in you. They've already made that huge gap, that like huge jump over like the bridge. Like, you know what? I'm going to buy a product from you. I don't know you. I've never met you. I've usually been lied to and scammed from other people. You know, I've been dissatisfied and frustrated. I mean, that's how I talk about disruptors. You know, Uber and Airbnb were disruptors. They didn't create transportation. They didn't create hospitality, Airbnb. They satisfied a highly dissatisfied marketplace. So the number one secret is take a look at your customers and ask yourself a question. What have I done to create an unbreakable, irrevocable relationship with that person to add value? That's the problem in America, is everyone's running for the next great widget. Meanwhile, you have current customers that already gave you money in your niche, and you haven't followed up with them And who knows when. And follow up doesn't mean like my Facebook page or like me on Instagram. You know, liking you is not adding value to them.
Okay, I gotcha. And it's always like it's 8 times cheaper to sell to somebody you've done business with in the past than to acquire a new customer. And it's about 80% easier to resell a prior client, if you can in your business, than it is to actually sell a new client or customer.
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Osino Resources is a Ross Beaty-backed gold exploration company in mining-friendly Namibia. Osino's district-scale land package is situated near two producing gold mines, one of which Osino's management team previously developed and sold to B2 Gold. Osino's founders and management are experienced mining professionals who have already successfully developed and sold two companies in the past 7 years. Osino has a tight share structure, and with its current treasury, it can self-fund the advancement of its gold discovery into at least 2022. This is an exploration company with drills turning that you'll definitely want to pay attention to. Osino trades in New York under the ticker OSIIF and in Toronto under the ticker OSI. To learn more, go to osinoresources.com. That's osinoresources.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
What you just recapped, however long this is into your podcast show, what you just recapped, what I just said, Gary, changes people's businesses. It takes you out of fear, anxiety, and stress to focus. When you're focused on, because the most difficult customer to get in the business is the first one, and then satisfy the first one, build a relationship with your customer that when they think about your business, whatever niche you're in, that's why even before we started recording, I've spoken basically in every state across America, every province in Canada, 21 countries around the world. I'm 56 years of age. I authored my first book 21 years ago. And I've been very focused on a specialized niche of entrepreneurs, businesses. Then I moved more into the capitalism. That's what my book is, Make Capitalism Great Again, just tweaking it and fine-tuning it for hardworking conservative Americans who want to provide for their family. And I've never ran a speaker profile ever, like on sites like, hey, hire me to speak. I've never done that. I mean, it just organically happens when people have relationships with you, and you specialize in that. And that's a big problem. I mean, that's the nature of social media. You know, one of my most successful clients I consult for 12 years doesn't have any social media. And if people go, oh, and then people immediately respond with an ego. See, an ego responds with an excuse. Someone willing to listen responds with, wait, explain to me how. I said, that's a very deep statement I just stated. Most people think they have to do everything everybody else is doing in business, and that's the problem. So you have to find out what your client wants, add value, and pour into them, and be the best you can be in your niche. You know, competition creates champions. I mean, it's very important. Be the best you can be. Like when I said earlier, today's day one. Today really is day one.
Well, that makes total sense. And so what about the concept of branding? How does that fit into everything we're talking about?
You know, that's a great question. Branding, and I think about branding, we all know Radio Shack's brand, Blockbuster's brand, Sports Authority brand, Gander brand. Could I continue? Branding is a very unique word. It sounds great from people selling branding, but it doesn't work 99% of the time because your customer doesn't remember a logo. They remember an experience. I'll say it again. Your customer doesn't remember a logo. It remembers an experience. An experience is an emotional asset that you drop in someone's mind by how you treat them. So branding, you want to brand yourself for extreme customer service. You never want to brand yourself for the lowest prices. That's why when, you know, no one's ever walked into the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando or the Ritz-Carlton in Miami and said, excuse me, what's the price for one night? The Ritz doesn't market price. The Ritz markets extreme customer service. And that's why for everyone listening, it's so important. Your brand should be communication, follow-up, outgoing phone calls, you know, go back to old school phone calls, call people, handwritten. No, I have a whole section in my book on extreme customer service principles. The whole chapter 7 is how to build a rock star relationship. And I talk about the grand opening mindset is a brand you should have. And everyone, this is a huge nugget. And you can make a joke. You can write a check to Kerry for $10,000 and then Kerry, we can split it $5,000 each. And I'll do a JV with you in this. Because if you guys, and I say the word if again, if you get a hold of what I'm saying right now, it will transform your business. Now, most won't because they merely answer with an excuse. Now, I'm a coach and I'm a consultant, so I challenge people because I care about you. If I didn't challenge you, I couldn't tweak you. I couldn't fine tune you. The number one brand should be, and that's a great question. It's in my book. It's called the Grand Opening Mindset. When you start a business, everyone knows you're investing in it. Maybe you got a storefront or you're building a restaurant, you're building a store, you're building a retail business. You're out there. Everyone knows. What are you doing? I'm opening my business next week. I'm opening. Everyone's enthusiastic, looking forward to it. There's a ribbon cutting. Everyone's fired up, enthusiastic, excited, focused, looking forward to it. And then about a week, 2-3 weeks into it, they get into a routine. They get into a habit. They get into just doing the motion of the business. If your brand is every day expectation that today's the greatest day in my business, today I'm going to open up the greatest relationship in my business. Every interview I do, my whole goal is to add value, and I expect every interview, every relationship to be great. I go in with expectation. And when you have a grand opening mindset, that imagine, guys, take a look at your business. Ask yourself, am I making my phone calls, going through the motion, checking it off? Am I looking at a person as a number or a person? Am I looking at a person as a result for them? So the number one brand you should have is grand opening mindset. And also an experience. Now, many people will disagree with me. I need a logo for my website. Oh, that's a lot of real estate space. Doesn't add any, your customers, wow, nice logo, and do business with them. No one's ever said, I will do business because of the logo. No one's ever said, wow, that's a nice business card, I will do business with you. Most business cards you find, we're in South Florida.
They go in the garbage.
You see business cards, and they go in the garbage, or they go in a Publix shopping list on the back of a business card. I teach in my book not to give out business cards. I teach in my book to give out reports, added value. Mm-hmm. I don't teach give out business cards. I think there are, now people who print business cards don't like that because they make money. Once again, they make money. They're not marketers. They satisfy the emotional fear need of a business owner. And I know I'm going rapid fast, but I want to add as much value as I can to your listeners. So it's a deep process. And I believe we're in the greatest times ever in America. You know, big problem, big opportunity. We are in the greatest times ever.
Yeah.
Because the greatest problems always manifest the greatest opportunities. There's no question about it.
And the internet has given you the capabilities of what used to be only large corporations had the capability, both finding product, services, and marketing them, and as far as building a team that can be totally composed of freelancers or contract workers from all over the world.
That's right. That's right. And like you said, too, you know, we said before we hit record, we found out because I first saw that you had a 914 number, and I thought you were from Westchester County, which I was born and raised. I went from Yonkers to West Palm Beach, and we chatted. We conversed, and you said, hey, I've seen your name around for years because you've been on my meetup list. You know, I say this very humbly. I'm one of the guys, I'm shadow banned on Facebook, shadow banned on Instagram. I banned on YouTube. I had 5,400 videos, 2 million subscribers. I lost $1 million business on YouTube. I'm one of the censored voices out there because I speak true conservative entrepreneurship. We have not mentioned the word. We have done politics at all today. We just mentioned entrepreneurship and business. So that's my core, which is, you know, goes against socialism. So that's another whole show in and of itself. So,
yes, but, that's for sure.
You know, but my email list is enormous. I've been building an email list for 21 years. I have an outgoing mailing list where I mail people postcards and handwritten notes. Old school. If people are listening, old school fundamentals never change. You know, my family came from Italy, and they eventually built art businesses, art gallery businesses. And my grandfather would always open the door of his retail store. He was 66. So he opened his first business. He lived very well, close to 100. And every day he would say to his grandkids, look, no, I don't care if it's snowing out in Yonkers. I don't care if it's raining out. We always open the door, and he put that little cinder block by the door, and he says, every day we respect the right to serve a customer. I worked hard in America to be here. We open the bit. Every customer comes in, they're the best thing to happen to your day. And we were old boys. We had all, and he was like, I don't care who you date and what you're going through in life. I don't care if you're in a bad mood. I don't care. It's my grandfather's accent. I don't care. Customer walks in that door. You serve them. And I get all, I actually see and hear him yelling at me out of discipline. You open that door with that cement block. And it's, and that's what really, Carrie, fires me up. That gives me this rock solid no holds barred enthusiasm for entrepreneurship, because America was built upon ideas and creativity. And I talk about it in my book about creativity. It's like, we live in Palm Beach Gardens. There's some great restaurants in South Florida. And obviously there's great restaurants and really bad restaurants. Restaurants is one of the most competitive industries.
Sure.
And what's the secret to success of a restaurant? Great service and a phenomenal chef that takes ingredients, which is, because every chef can take the same ingredients, but how do you put them into a mixture and create that? See, creativity is entrepreneur's secret. So see, true. Right now, there's great industries, tweak them. Like you've mastered, as you're an author, a very successful podcaster. There are many people that podcast and they do a surge. I've been podcasting for 14 years. So I have, like yourself, you have tens of thousands of downloads and millions of downloads, all that good stuff. Consistency and commitment is what's a missing link in America. Well, I'm going to go out and get 9 million Facebook likes. Great. That's really great. You have no information about the people. Nothing.
Yes. So true.
So I get a little, all right, get a little wound up on it.
Well, hey, we really enjoy hearing your message here, John. We'll definitely have you back again. Just tell us, where do we find you? How do we connect with you on the web?
Yes, you guys can visit conservativebusinessjournal.com. Three words put together, conservativebusinessjournal.com. And then you will see on there, there's a little store icon. And that's where my book is available, Making Capitalism Great Again, How to Maximize America's Booming Economy. And really, for all the entrepreneurs listening, there's a section in here. There's a section. I have 177 subject lines. You've read my emails. Most of the time, you'll open it because of my subject lines. Correct?
Of course, of course. It's all in the subject. Definitely.
And I have a whole chapter in there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we really.
So guys, just visit conservativebusinessjournal.com, and you'll see in there the store, and that you'll see a category for books, and that's where you can grab a hold of my book, and all my contact information is on there, and so forth. And my podcast, you'll see the podcast icon too.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you coming on, John. If you got a question for John, just shoot me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. Don't forget, go over to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for your free newsletter. I promise it will be more than worth your while. John, we will talk to you again. Thanks so much for taking time out from your day to spend with us.
Appreciate it, Carrie. You're awesome. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.